Perek Hey, the fifth chapter. Odzos Tava Be'inyan Nosim. We're now going to get into the assessment of the natural order. Shebehishchis Yisrael es Tzuraso Hi Hayadus. If a member of the nation of Israel destroys their own form, which is Judaism, a Jew has a natural form, which is Judaism. To roughly paraphrase Albert Einstein, he said that a Jew without the Torah is not the same as a non-Jew. Just like a snail without its shell is not the same as a slug. It's just different. Well, that's a very benign way of putting it, but the Netziv, he pulls off the gloves. He says a little more sharply. He agrees with the basic premise. The form of a Jew is the Torah. And a Jew who is not molded by the Torah is quite grotesque. Nase shafal, he becomes lowly. V'nivze, scorned. V'ene amim, in the eyes of the nations. A Jew, this snail without a shell, is repulsive. Kize klal b'teva, this is a rule in all of nature. D'chol bal tzura gavoa, any being that is in possession of a form that is lofty, kishenishcheses tzuras hazos, if this form is destroyed, azay nase post har ve'yoser, it becomes much lower, gam asher neno bal tzura gavoa kamoso, than other things that do not have such a form. He's going to give examples. Kamo, bedomim, tzumeach, chai, medaber, other strata of existence. You have inanimate objects, things that grow, plant life, creatures that are alive, the animal kingdom, and human beings. Hatzomer b'sha shepasakoch tzmicha. If a plant that is no longer growing, it's now in decay. Reza novel v'gromidom. It wilts and becomes inferior to something that's inanimate. It's not like a rock, a rotting tree is lower than a rock in terms of how one perceives it. Echein hachai, so to a living being, achashmis, after it has died, upaskach yuso, hareze mavish, v'garu har beyoser metzmechno, a rotting carcass is much more repulsive than a rotting tree. V'adam, a human being, kishma abedis daito, a human being loses his knowledge, his das, hare garu machai vehema. He becomes lower than a beast. Echein adam, hamazik, garu machol chai ra. A human being that is destructive, goes and cause damage. Such a human being is worse than a wild beast that can also cause damage, but the human on the rampage, just going to cause destruction, is much worse. Gefi shekasavti be'emek, Dava Bereshis, he spoke about this in Bereshis. Hochinami Yisrael, Kishma Abedis Tzuraso. When a Jew undermines and loses his form, Hi Hayadus, that is Judaism. Shigavo, that is what creates an elevated structure for the Jewish being. Nase Garu, Mikol Adam Chai, he becomes lower than any other living person. Arehu Dome Az Kekov Bifnei Adam, he becomes like an ape before man. Echoshim also liberia she'en alat sura anoshes kla. And he is perceived as a being that has lost his humanity. A Jew who is devoid of Torah is not just like any other person. No. He has made himself lowly to be less than human. Dabaze mirumas b'mikra. This is alluded to in the verse. L'shem yulad gam hu avi kol bnei ever. Shame to him also was born the father of all of the sons of Ever, which is the old designation of Jews, Ivri, the Hebrew, Ach Yefes, the brother of Yefes, Hagadol, who is great. This association requires investigation and explanation. Ma nitzra hakasov liyaches as shame. Why did the verse need to create a relationship between shame, that's the original Semite, is shame, Shehu Achi Yefes Gadol, he is the brother of Yefes the Great. But ma nekri Yefes Achiv Gadol, in what way is Yefes called his great brother? Ad Shem is Yachas Rachav Shehu Ach, that Shem is called his brother. Shem, one of the three sons of Noah, is the brother of the great Yefes. Elabo HaMikra Lamdenu, this verse is coming to teach you, the Shem B'Emes HaGadol Malosu Tzroso Miyefes, that Shem did have, in his greatest manifestation, a form that was superior to that of Yefes, Mishum Hachi B'Yachetz Labanov, and because of this, in relation to his sons, Shaislam as Osatsura Nisia, among his sons, there was such a potential to have a form of leadership. Hainu b'nei Eiver. These are the sons of Eiver. B'yachas zeh hayagadol har b'miyefes. In this regard, he actually was greater, substantially so, than Yefes. V'azek siv avi kol b'nei Eiver. And in this regard is the context to understand the father of all the sons of Eiver. Hainu, that means shahayu anshei ma'ala. They were men of distinction. Gavoim m'bnei Yefes. Greater than the sons of Yefes. Val eile achronim nema. But for the other ones, it is stated, Yef Elohim li Yefes, v'yishkan ba'ol leshem. That they will, the beauty is attributed to Yefes, they will dwell in the tents of Shem. Mashmo, the indication here, the implication, shebnei Yefes yiyu ba'ol seichel. What is the hallmark of Yefes? These are people that excel in the matter of the intellect. V'yagishu b'chachmas b'nei Hashem. And they will be able to discern the wisdom coming from the sons of Shem. Be'ole Torah, the tents of his Torah. She'elois, that this is of a divine origin. They can sense it, that because of their refined intellect, the children of Yefes recognize the greatness of the divine wisdom. Ve'en lo keis v'tachlis, and it has no end and no conclusion. Kemo l'chachma v'das enoshis. And this is in contrast to the limitations of human understanding and knowledge. Mishum hachi yavo gam hema lishkan ba'ol Hashem. Because of this, the children of Yefes will also come to dwell in the tents of Shem, recognizing the divine nature of the wisdom that the children of Shem possess. Lilmod mehem, to learn from them, Deus Isharos Midas Tovos. Correct, proper, straight right qualities and goodness that are described in the enlightenment of God. Aval kol zeh rak b'yachas l'bnam shel Shem. This is only in relationship to the sons of Shem, shezochu l'malas b'nei Eiver, that they are included in this subset of Shem, not all of Shem, that they're called b'nei Eiver, the sons of Eiver, like we said, Ivri, the Hebrew. Masha ein kein sharbanov. This is in contrast to the other sons of Shem. Shelo yigil l'malas b'nei Eiver. They are not of such a lofty level. Hema p'chusim b'tzuras b'nei Yefes, hagadol. They are considered inferior in terms of their form in relationship to the sons of Yefes, who is considered great. Bitsurasam, Enoshis. Within the human sphere, they are of a lower stature. Biyachas Labanov Ela Nikre Achi Yefes Gadol. In this regard, they're called the brother of Yefes, who is great. Mishum Hochi Anu Mizbazim B'mashikaram Osanu B'nei Shem. In this manner, we are considered scorned by being called as Jews Semites, b'nei Shem, shegaruhu b'nei Yefes hagadol. We are inferior to the sons of Yefes, who is greater. Aval kishanu nikram b'nei Yisrael ozer Avram, when we are called the children of Israel or the descendants of Abraham, oz anu b'mala gavoa b'nei Yefes. Then we are considered of a higher level than the children of Yefes. We would include in that also Ivrim. Hebrews is a term of distinction, but Shem is a generic term for b'nei Shem, Semites, which is actually of an inferior form, says the Netziv, to the children of Yefes. He discusses this also, if you look in his commentary on these verses, and he describes the Mila of the children of Yefes as being of the intellectual powerhouse. Yefes is intellectually superior. Shem, he says, has a more spiritual bent. And in the highest manifestation of shame, that is B'nai Eiver. V'achar shekenhu, she'abdan atzura ha'yisraelis. And as much as that is the case, if the Jewish form is lost, tovet gamken tzura noshis b'nei amin, then the human form is lost in the eyes of the nations. Alkein lo yifle. So then there's no wonder. B'neinu, we shouldn't think, how could this be? Im shfeilim nizim anachnu b'neim. If we are scorned and considered lowly in the eyes of the nations, ki'ilu avarnim lena es tzura noshis kula, as though we don't have a human form. Look at all these anti-Semitic posters and documents that show Jews in animal form. That is, the Netziv saying, to be expected if a Jew is devoid of the form of the Torah. Hoshea Navi, this has its roots in the verse of Hoshea the prophet, 8:8. Amar Nibli Yisrael, the Jewish people is swallowed up. Ata hayu v'goyim, now you are among the nations. Kechli ein chefetz bo, like a vessel, that there's no desire for such a vessel. Pirish, meaning, kasher nivla haydos, when the Judaism is swallowed up, nishra b'seiseh, vav milavad, and the Jew only has his Judaism in his heart. He's Jewish at heart, but he's not actually living according to the Torah. Then, b'golui, evosh b'tzur machtzavasam, in a revealed sense, he is embarrassed from the rock from which he is hewn. He's embarrassed of his connection to the divine. Ata, now, kishigiu madregazos, he is in such a lowly level, ha'ibagayim, it will be among the nations, bibizayim, a disgrace, kechli ein chevetzbo, like a vessel of which there is no desire. She'eno omed elo lios nishbar chas v'chalila. What do you do with a vessel that has no use? Well, you destroy it. If you're important, you recycle. But that's it. There's no purpose for such a thing. Kol zelamadnu, all of this we have learned, imaymer ha'agada, getting back to the agada. The night of the Seder. Shabbat b'leil shimurim, b'chodesh aviv. This comes at the night that is guarded in the month of the spring. Shabbat mishtareshes emunos am Yisrael. In this experience is the rooting of the faith of the Jewish nation. V'tzuroso, and its form, be'eis sipris yisrael k'roi. If the retelling, recollection of the Exodus, the redemption from the bondage in Egypt, is experienced as appropriate, this roots into the Jewish soul the appropriate faith of Israel. This month is especially appropriate, kamo chodesh aviv, just as the month of spring. In spring, anything can take root in the land. Anything you plant, anything that is a seed or planted, will easily grow in the spring. It's the time of growth. You don't have to work hard on it. Other months require a lot of work and sensitivity to cultivate something, not in the spring. So too, if somebody envelops himself in the story of the redemption from Egypt, and in the verses that describe this process, in a deep manner, omid lahasha shemuna tara b'libo. This will bring up and root within his soul the pure faith in his heart. Ulahakir surosar, he will recognize his rock, his source. Alma notzer am Yisrael tachliso. For what was the Jewish nation formed, and what is its purpose? Mishum hachi ba b'maimer agada zu. Because of this, the Haggadah comes to teach us l'dyan l'amdeno bino. To teach us how to understand, Shedvar Hashem Lavram Kigei Yazarecha, that which God said in the covenant of the parts, for your children will be strangers, Hainu Shania Muvdalim, that is that we should be separated. Bishmiras Dosenim, we need to keep our own religious requirements according to the Torah, Balicha Sachayim Tosharetz. We have to have a different way of life according to the Torah than the nations among whom we live. Hisha Amdal Vasein Alon, this is what stood up for us, for our forefathers, and for us. It was not only one that stood up against us to destroy us. Why have they come up against us? Is because we have not maintained the word of God in this regard, in this matter. Velo tomar, and do not say, don't think if you're not experiencing antisemitism, ein od pachat leneged einenu. There's nothing to worry about. It's some ancient, antiquated, irrational hatred. Don't worry about it. That's a mistake. The Shema behemshach yamim, perhaps in the continuance of days, is hape hamatzav, chalila. The situation can turn 180, God forbid. Valzeh amar, and concerning this, the verse states, Seve lomad, go out and learn. Ma bikish lovan harami. What Lavan, the Aramean, sought to do. B'chol hemshach Yaakov, the entire time Yaakov was there, Jacob was living with his relative, with his mother's brother, his father-in-law. Roso near Koevereh. He was living with like a friend, like a beloved family member. Va'af ki gam av ha'il ben Yaakov. He even was a grandfather for the children of Yaakov. B'chol zos, nonetheless, bikesh lakar esayados. He sought to uproot Judaism. Kafi shochach l'mal. We described earlier in the beginning, the first chapter. Mezeh yesh lilmod. From this we should learn. Shekol umas ha'olam sha'anu b'kirvam. Among all the nations that we are in their midst, sonu es shem hayados. Among them there is an underlying potential for hatred of Judaism. Elo she'en lem to'ana lehotzi asasina elapo. This can remain latent. And don't think it's eradicated. Don't think that it could never happen here. It's latent. Ad she'tavo hashgach elyona, until the divine providence can come, lanu she'es Yisrael, to bring about a punishment for the Jewish people. Umamtzi lem oz to'ana. Then they'll find some excuse, v'akshim lakas kol, to seek and uproot everything. Bo Yaakov avinu v'ir lo maisa lavon lios lo'os labanav. And the story with our patriarch Jacob is coming to describe for us as a sign for his descendants, for us. Kvar bi'arnu b'mokam achar, we already explained in another place, davram avinu haya keneged Yisrael b'midbar. Looking at the patriarchs, maisa avo similar banam, the Ramban speaks out that the lives of the patriarchs are indicative of the experience of the Jewish nation in history. Avraham Avinu is like the Jews in the desert, nodded in a state of travel. Umi shenaga bo nanash kashe kamo Yisrael b'midbar. Anybody who touched the Jews when they are in the status of the Dor Dea, the nation, the 40 years in the desert, they were subject to a severe punishment. Yitzchak haya keneged Yisrael v'Yisrael. Isaac is like the Jews in the land of Israel. Mishum hachi lo hursha lotzeis m'Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, they're not allowed to leave the land of Israel. K'mo d'chsiv ba'am Yisrael v'yikra chavav hei. V'yishavtam v'vetach ba'artzchem. You shall dwell securely in your land. Kafi shiksav t'itmei mikdavar. I've written over there in a mikdavar about this. Shekach hayrotz n'Hashem. That was God's will. Shelo yitzum min aretz. That they should not leave the land of Israel. The Yaakov haya keneged Yisrael b'gola. The experience of our patriarch Jacob is like the Jewish people outside the land of Israel in the exile. Kefi should be iron of Sefer Bereishis, like described in Bereishis, Chafes Yutes, Herchav Dovar, also in the chapters Lamed, Lamed Aleph, Mem Zayin, Chafes, Beherchav Dovar, Mishum hachi ir lo biyachad maisulavon val Yosef. Because of that, the potential of antisemitism is really brought out most explicitly in Yaakov's experience with Lavan. His life is the life of the Jewish people in the exile. And that is the basic, most prevalent experience of antisemitism. But that's the life of Yaakov, and it's his experience with Lavan, with his own father-in-law, his own uncle, the grandfather of his children, and he turned on him. That is what can happen, and that is what we are being warned in the Seder, the Haggadah. The antidote to that is to recognize our relationship to God, to root within ourselves the faith of Israel, of God who has redeemed us. And we owe living up to his Torah, to his divine enlightenment, to create and live up to the form of Israel that we are meant to have. And by doing so, we will not have antisemitism. If we reject that, God forbid, so as we see with Lavan, even someone like Lavan, who has every reason to protect Yaakov, protect the husband of his daughters, the father of his grandchildren, nonetheless, he turned on him entirely. That is something that we should not ignore as a possibility. We should never say, our society has gone past that, it's irrational, it could never happen here, such a thing. That's not true. It's not true. It is something that is latent and always potential, but we are not without agency. it is up to us to make sure that we have the form of the Torah. If we live up to the Torah, then we will not be scorned and disgraced as a subhuman character of a human being. That's up to us.